CBA.
The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Thank you for being with us here on Rogers TV and City News. We wanted to head to the University of Ottawa now and spend some time with Chancellor Claudette Kamanda. Hello, Claudette.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
It's lovely to hear your voice again. I was just saying as we were coming to you that we obviously were with each other on Tuesday, which was fantastic at the Big Brothers Big Sisters Ottawa. You gave a beautiful blessing that morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
It was beautiful to be there. There are lots of things going on in this community, and this, what we're about to chat with now regarding the University of Ottawa, dedicating and really transforming the future of research and learning in terms of Indigenous health and health sciences. Where did this come from, Claudette?
Well, this comes from initially from the University of Ottawa's action plan on supporting Indigenous students in Indigenous communities, but it relates to the reconciliation memorandum of understanding that the University of Ottawa had signed with Indigenous communities. This is an action plan. And the way I see it, it's reconciliation. And it's really showing how the University of Ottawa is living up to its commitment in building the relationships, the partnerships, and a healing path, informing that good work that needs to be done. And this partnership, relationship, reconciliation with Indigenous communities. And what better place but to start in focusing on health?
Mm-hmm.
This is so important. And to change the lives and to build healthier communities through this innovative research and learning into health sciences with Indigenous peoples.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I want to share with our listeners as well, Claudette is a local Algonquin elder as well. And I know, you know, wonderful things happen through partnerships, and BMO and the University of Ottawa have really, you know, partnered together on an incredible campaign. Walk us through this.
Well, again, I reflect back on saying that it started with those the leadership that had vision and how to you know what was needed, and if you're looking at reconciliation, what was needed is to build that partnership, reaching out to those First Nations, Indigenous communities, bringing them into the university community, speaking about those needs, seeing this vision of an action plan. And with respect to BMO, what I can say is that in addition to me being very proud to serve as Ottawa U's first Indigenous chancellor, I'm also a proud member of the BMO's Indigenous Advisory Council. And it's so important for BMO to build this partnership with the University of Ottawa. And this partnership has demonstrated its commitment to listening, to learning, and to stand with Indigenous peoples from across Canada. So, again, it's all part and parcel of this action plan, building reconciliation, indigenizing curricula and research on campus. So important. And, you know, we've taken small steps, but look at the small steps lead to grand results.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And we know that this $2.5 million gift is in addition to BMO's past investments. So they've gifted $4.6 million. This latest gift, tell us how it'll be put to good use, Claudette.
Well, excellent, generous. This gift of $2.5 million will help to build a new health sciences building, which will be located at the current Lees Avenue campus. This gift of $2.5 million will also contribute to innovation, collaboration through the Faculty of Health Sciences, those five academic units such as nursing, nutrition sciences, human kinetics, interdisciplinary School of Health Sciences, but it's also leading or result. It's going to create this result of promoting the university, promoting the health sciences of university, because Indigenous students who want to pursue a career in health what better place but to come to the University of Ottawa, because it will have this gift that's going to create this research chair in Indigenous Health. Mm-hmm. It's going to create this campus that is going to be very open and receptive of Indigenous knowledge, Indigenous Health.
And Claudette, take me to the very first day that you walked into UOttawa as a student. I mean, I can't even imagine that you would think that that all of this would transpire, especially as you as chancellor. I mean, it really is incredible. It's a beautiful story.
Indeed it is, Sam, and thank you for asking. And I do remember that so clearly, and that was January of 1987 when I began my undergrad studies at the University of Ottawa. And I specifically remember walking down what's called University Street. And I looked at all the buildings and I said to myself, I'm a student here. I am here to acquire an education. I will take this education. I will go back home. I will put it to good use. And never did I ever, the thought never crossed my mind that one day I would be a chancellor, that one day I would see these great things happening with respect to Indigenous peoples. However, I did say to myself, and I did promise, I am a student here, I'm an Anishinaabe student here in my people's territory, I'm committed to education, and I want to find out what this university is all about with respect to Native students, Native education. And I did. I went out and I scoped out every faculty and every student services, like, what do you have here for Native students? And of course, at that time, no one knew what I was talking about, and there was just very few of us, and basically no program and services. But we built it. We built it together, and here we are today. You know, I'm the first Indigenous chancellor, and I'm so proud of this because it's the university that I love, and also the University of Ottawa is an Algonquin people's homeland, and I am Algonquin. And I'm so proud, too, because of when people have vision, they have passion. And with passion comes that enthusiasm to have dreams and to make those dreams and aspirations become a reality. And then reaching out and working with building partnerships to build the best that can be, because at the end of the day, it's about community. And so my first day at Ottawa U was all about community, and here I am 30 plus years later, and it's still about community, and we're going to continue to grow this community.
So what's different, Claudette, from when you walked in January of 1987 to when an Indigenous student would be walking in to the University of Ottawa today? How different is that experience?
Oh, so different. So different. I remember back then just feeling isolated, feeling alone, that there was no one else like me, meaning to say Anishinaabe, or where were the other First Nations students? So really feeling, you're alone in this big environment. And does anyone know who I am? Does anyone know who my people are? Does anyone here know about the history of this university or this history of the city of Ottawa? Now, today, I can tell you what I feel when I walk to the University of Ottawa or walk through the University of Ottawa. There's a sense of belonging now, a sense of belonging, and there's that appreciation of Indigenous students, and there's a recognition of Indigenous peoples and histories and wisdom and knowledge. But it's so inviting, it's so open, it's so welcoming, because back in my day, we didn't have an Indigenous student center. We didn't have Indigenous curricula. We didn't have those champions on campus that were promoting Indigenous students.
Right.
But today it's so different. We really see the, and I contribute this to all those great leaders of the past who advocated for Indigenous programs, Indigenous service, advocated for Indigenous students. And I was one of them, and there were many others as well. So it was the good works of those in the past that have brought it forward to the present of today, and together we will continue working to make for the future and to enhance Indigenous students, Indigenous program, Indigenous service, Indigenous peoples, period.
Are we making way when it comes to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report? Do you think every day those steps are being taken, or do you find there's one step forward and one step back?
Very good question. That's that all depends on the issue, but what I could say is that we always have to remain positive, and I do see many good changes that have come since the TRC report of 2015, the calls to actions. We have to take small steps, but those small steps will do it the right way. Do it the right way with the right intentions in the right way, and we will see those you know, grand results. We have to work at this every day, and my belief is, with respect to the calls to actions or reconciliation, it is a responsibility, and we must walk it every day to continue making positive, good changes that will benefit. And if we're benefit Indigenous children, if we're looking at education, well, it is about the students, because at the end of the day, those students are acquiring, and we want them to acquire the best education that's also built on Indigenous knowledge and lived experiences, because in turn, they take that, their education, they go out into the world, they're going to, whatever they choose to be their career, will have a positive impact, a holistic positive impact for all of Canada.
How important is language, Claudette? I'm thinking too, you know, when I spent time with you on Tuesday, there was about 100 people in the room, and you know, and you spoke your language and you know, shared blessing with us in that way. You know, I look back to when I was, you know, 20, 30, 40, I'm 51 now, I didn't hear the language of Indigenous people. How important is language?
Oh, our languages are so important. Our languages are the first voices, the first expressions of our identity and culture and history of this land called Canada. Our languages are sacred. They're sacred to us. They are our identity and our culture. And we believe that our languages are a gift from the Creator. And our languages are who we are. It defines our ways of knowing, our ways of being, our ways of understanding, our teachings, our languages. Our languages are the foundation and the pillar of all our knowledges, and we must continue to promote, protect, revitalize all Indigenous languages, because those languages are a birthright for our children. Mm-hmm. So I want to see the University of Ottawa provide more space, more room, more support for Indigenous languages to be enhanced, and we need to our languages cannot die, because we have nowhere else to go in this whole world to find our languages other than where we are here, created on this land called Turtle Island.
Well, you've done it again. You've taught me something again today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much. Claudette Commanda joining us today, Chancellor of the University of Ottawa, and I'm just so grateful for her time today, sharing about that incredible gift as well from BMO. And we just love hearing that good news today. When we come back, Eric Alper is going to be here. We always talk a little music with Eric Alper. It's always fun. You want to stay with us here on Rogers TV and City News.
Sam LaPrat will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.